And welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, and I am now here with Wynn Butler and Ed Klimak, the friends, or I guess you could say new friends, of Johnny Caw. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have
you.
Well, Wynn, I'll let you go right ahead and give us kind of an intro on what we're talking about this morning.
Okay. You know, Ed sort of put together a group here. I guess we can call it the New Friends of Johnny Caw. And the idea is to, you know, further that pioneer spirit that originally put the statue out in City Park. And of course, that was done, you know, back in the 1960s. And I just want to quote a little bit, you know, from the original book, The Story of Johnny Caw. And essentially, you know, the idea of a pioneer spirit was pioneer settlers worked long hours, enduring extreme hardships, and seldom complained. All they asked for was an opportunity. They made their own security. They were thrifty, cooperative, and had a sense of humor. And above all, were independent. Johnny Caw was created as the embodiment of that pioneer spirit. When some good thing needed to be done, he said, "Let us do it," as opposed to "Let the government do it." So in the original Friends of Johnny Caw and believers in the pioneer spirit he represents, they built the statue of the great wheat grower in City Park. And as the book said, with taxpayer money, certainly not. Okay, so the new Friends of Johnny Caw, we intend to emulate that pioneer spirit, and we're going to do a facelift around the statue. And of course, you go out there today and there's not even a sign that says this is Johnny Caw, the great wheat grower. So we're going to do that. And we already have a rendition, which is on our Facebook page. If you go to Friends of Johnny Caw, just search it on Facebook, and a little picture will come up. We've got one here in the studio, and it's a rendition of what we're going to attempt to do. And we've also recreated the Johnny Caw Club, which used to be $1 to join the Johnny Caw Club. Now it's $5. We have inflation.
And tax-free, I'm sure.
Yeah, and tax-free. and, of course, the proceeds for that will go to help offset the cost for the little renovation that we're going to do, you know, out there. And we've already got 30 members. And if you go on the Facebook page again, you'll see some information about the Johnny Caw Club.
And make it 31. Here's
31.
My
31. Okay, right. And we'll get Dave to. We'll leave you a card before we leave.
Awesome.
You know, I might add, Johnny Caw's been standing in the city park since, well, it's been 60 years.
Hard to miss.
Yeah, and people see him, but like I asked you before we went on, and what is that statue? And, you know, probably 9 out of 10 people in town go, I don't know what that thing is. Is that Paul Bunyan, or is he
that
related?
That was my first thought when I first came to Manhattan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But he has a great, rich legacy with the books that have been written and, you know, a true community effort to put Johnny together back in the 60s. And so we thought, we looked at Johnny Caw and said, you know, he's in great shape, actually. He was built with steel girders, and, I mean, it's built to stay.
It looks like he works out.
Yeah, you know, he is. He's a pretty strong guy, and I think Wynn could probably give you some of the legend of Johnny Caw. But he was built well and maintained by the city over the years, but he just stood there. And we discovered, too, you know, the Parks and Rec office moved across the street from Johnny Caw into City Hall recently. And the Parks Director has an office that faces Points Avenue. And he mentioned to me one day, he said, you know, there's people over there taking photos with Johnny Caw all the time. And that was one of the basis of what, if we were going to reinvent or remodel Johnny a little bit, we wanted to accommodate the photo taking, because he is, if you go to the website that promotes Kansas things to do off of the major highway, Johnny Caw is one of them. So people come to Manhattan, they see Johnny Caw. Now, when they come here, they don't get anything but a statue. They don't get the history. They don't get an interpretive type center. And
just
that's
a
all
giant
be,
dude in the park, basically, is all yeah. They know at the time.
Yeah, and they stop by, take their photos, right. And they scoot on. But we thought, well, let's make it an experience when they come here and make that photo special, and for the community, make it a special thing for everyone to come visit in the city park.
And especially in this day and age, it's everybody has a smartphone, everybody has a camera, everybody's doing selfies. It's good to add that information to it.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things we want to do is we'll have some interpretive panels that'll give the history of Johnny, but also we're going to do one of those scan things with your phone, and then you can get the actual history on your phone. And I know, Wynn, you're working on putting the website together, and that will be a part of where you'll go so you can get Johnny's story.
Yeah, actually, the website will be on the city webpage. The city parks is working on that. We linked the Friends of Johnny Caw Facebook page to the city page on Johnny Caw, and they're working on upgrading that. And then we are planning on taking the original, well, not the original book, but the second version, 1969. It was last published, The Story of Johnny Caw. And we're working on getting that republished, and we're hoping to have that for sale in town, like the Discovery Center and local bookstores. And that's got all the little stories in there about everything Johnny Caw did, from inventing the sunflower to creating the hot dog to you know, creating golf. And some of those stories are on the Facebook page. I took a couple of those and published those and put them back out there. And, of course, you know, everybody that confuses this with Paul Bunyan, if you look at the history, the height of the statue. Now, some places have it, you know, at 30 feet, some at 24. But when they decided how high it was going to be, they decided it needed to be 4 feet taller than the Paul Bunyan statue that was up north in Minnesota. So he's bigger than Paul Bunyan. That's what everybody needs to know.
if there's anything anybody needs to know, that'd be the main one right there. How much of Johnny Caw is historical fact, and how much is legend? Or is a lot of that just kind of blur with Johnny Caw?
Well, the stories were written, and that was one of the, I mean, there was a book written, and Wynn's going to put that version out again with some editing, but it's all urban legend. That's what it's meant to be, but in it's in fun, and very much in the line of a Paul Bunyan type character. But he is for Manhattan, he's for Kansas, he's for the Midwest.
All right. Yeah, and that's the idea. It's that the whole reason it was created was they had a Pioneer Day when they had the centennial in 1955. And the idea was, okay, what can you create that would capture the spirit, you know, of Kansas and the pioneer spirit? And that's what it's all about. And so, of course, it's all a legend, but, you know, tongue-in-cheek, like page two of the original stories got the author holding a giant boot. And, of course, he's saying, is this Johnny Caw's boot? You know, and it's a big giant rubber galoshes, it looks like here. That I've got that picture on the Facebook page, too. So is Johnny Caw for real? Of course.
I mean, we've got photographic evidence, right?
That's correct.
All right, let's go ahead and let's go to a break, and we'll come back and talk more about Johnny Caw, the new Friends of Johnny Caw, on In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship-quality golf, plus one of the finest restaurants in all of the Flint Hills. Book your tee times and see the full menu at Colbert Hills